Now in Gaza, more than 100 people have been killed with hundreds more injured in Israeli Air Force strikes over the weekend. Yesterday, a strike on a school sheltering thousands of displaced people killed 15. That's according to the Hamas-run Civil Defence Agency. It came just a day after a deadly strike on a designated humanitarian zone near Khan Yunis killed 90 Palestinians. Israel's military said it had targeted terrorists in the strikes. The attacks have led to Hamas accusing Israel of trying to derail peace talks, while the militant group vowed to resume negotiations. Sam Rose is Director of Planning with UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, and he joins us now. Good morning, Sam. The school that was attacked yesterday is a UN-run school turned shelter. Not the first time it's been targeted. What can you tell us about the attack?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, the attack happened yesterday. This is one of five strikes on schools over the past 10 days alone. Now, three of those schools that were hit were UNRWA schools. UNRWA, the organization I work for, we run about 300 schools in Gaza, normally educating 300,000 young children from age 5 to 15. Since October, those schools have been operating as shelters. Inside each school is typically several thousand people inside the school, living in classrooms, living in the courtyard, in the middle of the school, and then lots of people living in the surrounding area. So these are very built up, very overcrowded shelters that people have been living in for several months now. They're not built to be shelters, they're built to be schools, but education is stopping and people are sheltering there. And as you said in your introduction, reports that many people were killed yesterday in the attack on the UNRWA school in Nusayrat.
And the Israeli military say they were targeting Hamas leaders. Are Hamas fighters sheltering in those schools that you've described alongside civilians?
I mean, look, the situation in Gaza is incredibly overcrowded. It's cramped. It's a built-up area. We, as UNRWA, as the United Nations, have strict rules, strict policies forbidding anyone with weapons and police, these are civilian police, but they are armed, from entering our premises. So if indeed that has happened, it's something, and it's a claim that we take extremely seriously, and it's something that we, as the United Nations, we can insist against it, but we don't have the ability always to, well, we don't have the ability to investigate it ourselves, particularly not during a conflict such as this. So we're aware of the reports. We take those reports very seriously. But look, I would say that regardless of, in any situation such as this, hard to see how any of this is justified in terms of attacks that are causing large losses of life in the past few days on almost a daily basis. Civilians are civilians wherever they are, even if Hamas is endangering them. So we call on Hamas not to misuse our facilities, and we call on the Israeli authorities not to misuse our facilities.
And Sam, there
everything
are
that they can.
And there are no concerns for those peace talks. You're calling on both sides to not target facilities and not use facilities. What is your message, though, about the peace talks in particular?
I mean, we hope that these, we hope and we pray that these peace talks yield fruit. Every day, you know, we're one day closer to the end of this, but every day the end of it seems further away, and every day things just get worse in Gaza. Today is worse than yesterday, and tomorrow will be worse than today. That's just the reality of the situation, as people are being ground down, as more people are being killed. And just today, colleagues of mine have woken up to find that their fathers and family members have been killed. So we hope and we call on all sides, on the international community and the parties to the conflict, to deliver on these peace talks. And whilst they're not delivering, we insist upon the parties to the conflict to respect the inviolability of our premises and to allow the safe, unimpeded and sustained access to humanitarian assistance inside Gaza and around the Gaza Strip to meet the needs of the civilian population who are living in absolutely desperate conditions right now.
Sam Rose, Director of Planning with UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Thank you for joining us this morning.